The organizations themselves are cultural groups promoting diversity and democracy, conversations about the meaning of identity, history of Sudan. The Sudan Studies Association is one of the groups, and it produces research on Sudanese history and culture. So, you know, the allegation that these groups have political agendas is all very specious sounding, and it just smacks of a political crackdown on independent voices. And it is hugely concerning because these are all organizations that are doing fantastic work and important work for Sudan. And to have independent voices is so necessary in Sudan right now, especially since the government, you know, it lacks a constitution. It has gone through so many changes with the separation of South Sudan. And it's facing so many challenincluding the wars in Southern Kordofan and Blue Nile and in Darfur. So it needs the independent voices.
Your organization is calling on international donors, including the United Nations, to insist that the Sudanese government halt its crackdown. What can the United Nations do in this case?
Well, the United Nations does have an independent expert mandated to follow the human rights situation in Sudan. So we would like this independent expert to also echo our calls to get Sudan to revoke and revise these decisions. The African Union also has a voice on this, and international donors and diplomats who are in Khartoum are aware of what's going on, and we would like to have them coordinate and increase pressure on the government to get the government to revise and revoke these decisions.
As you said, the country right now, following the independence of South Sudan, is in a very tenuous situation. So don't you think the Sudanese government has the right to insist on how things are running in that country?
Well, the government has obligations to uphold the laws, its own constitution, its own law, and also the international human rights laws that it has signed up to. One of those is freedom of expression and assembly. So these activities are all covered under that. And certainly the debate around the constitution has brought up this issue of having a secular system versus an Islamic constitution. And it has also provoked some very anti-Western rhetoric in the media. But, you know, this is related to what's going on politically inside Sudan's ruling party, and it's related to Sudan's sort of quest for a new identity. But it does not empower the government to violate human rights law or its own constitution.